What's up, everybody, and welcome back to Somebody's Mama Podcast. We're your hosts, Nicole and
Kendra.
And you guys, it's been a minute since we've been back. You know, we had some pre-recorded interviews, but we're happy to be back, and we have a lot of new listeners. So thank you to the pod. Thank you to checking us out. And today is going to be a cute little video. We've had a lot going on. We've had our birthdays. We had our 2-year anniversary.
Cheers. I'm going to wine today, y'all. I got my water.
Look, and I'm drinking for both of us.
Right. Funny thing, I was like, dang, I should go to Target and get some wine because this is a celebration.
That's the life of a mom, always trying to find time. There's never enough time.
Never enough time. But I'm so excited to be celebrating 2 years too. Like, it's crazy. That time is definitely flying by, but we definitely feel it too. It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. There's a little bit of veteran energy here.
Right. You know,
but
we got a lot of episodes under our belt for sure.
Yes. And we're excited towards the end of the video. Towards the end of the pod, we will share some more exciting things coming to the pod. But for now, Kendra's been living it up, as y'all know.
Always.
How was your birthday, Kendra?
Well, you know, it's Taurus season. We got to act up, right? Okay, so a lot going on. So my birthday, I love my birthday. Okay. So I do a lot. It's like, I feel like, you know, your birthday is your day. It's the one day out of the year where people should be celebrating you. So I seize every opportunity for people to celebrate me. So I had dinner with my friends. We went to this really cute restaurant called Girl in the Goat in LA. The food was really good, but it's a cute little restaurant. Like, you're not going to get, like, full, but it's real cute. And the food is delicious. And then I had dinner with my family. So just, like, my husband, my kids, and my parents. And then my husband and I went to Cabo. So we had a great time in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. We went for like 4 days and had a ball. I mean, the hotel that we stayed at was so nice. It was like an all adult, all inclusive resort. And I didn't want to leave. Like, normally when I go on vacation, I'm like, oh, I'm so sad to leave my kids. Like, I enjoy myself, but I'm like, okay, counting down the time to go back and see my kids. I was like, right. I could have stayed there a couple more days.
Like, let's put this back on the calendar.
Yeah, I was like, I miss my kids, but I just feel like I didn't have enough time at the hotel because there was so much to do, so much included. I have a full vlog on my YouTube channel if you guys want to check it out, Kendra Michelle on YouTube, but I have a full vlog on there of the hotel and everything that we did because we had a great time. My husband and I, our birthdays are 2 weeks apart. So I was like, you know, this is our birthday trip, like, because we're clearly not going to take 2 birthday trips. It's just the timing is just too close together. So we really enjoyed each other. We didn't have nobody else went with us. It was just the two of us. So, yeah, we had a really, really, really good time. And I can't wait to go back.
Like, my husband talked to me after he talked to your husband and was like, yeah, so there's this hotel. And I was like, oh my goodness, you didn't talk to Brandon.
I mean, because we were blown away because a lot of times if you, I've stayed at a few like all-inclusive resorts. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it'll say like luxury resort, whatever. But when you get there, it's very basic. Mm. But from the time you walked into this hotel, like we got out off our shuttle. They met us with a hot towel to like clean your hands. Then, of course, they give you a welcome drink, which most of the all-inclusive resorts give you a welcome drink. The drink was nasty, though, but they gave you a welcome drink. And then And then when you're going to go check in, you check, like, they walk you to a table, you sit down, the guy gave me a rose, and then they gave us, like, this warm, like, beaded, like, massage thing, and, like, put it on our shoulder. Like, we were just, yes. It was funny because we sat down, and they just start, like, draping us with stuff.
And you're like, what is this?
Yeah, so like we sat down and the guy handed me the flower and then somebody else came from behind the both of us and put it on our shoulders. And so we were like, okay. Then they go over everything with you. And then immediately, like, you know, sometimes when you check in, they're like, oh, we'll bring your bags up to the room. No, immediately we're greeted by the, what do you call them? The guys who take your luggage up, I forget what they're called. Oh. And also a butler. So I didn't know that this was a part of the service, but everybody gets a butler. Oh. So the butler met us over there and she starts telling us about the resort. And she's like, such and such is going to take you up to your room and I'll meet you there. So he walks us up, takes our bags in, and then she's right behind him. I'm like, girl, where'd you come from?
You're like, where did you pop up from?
Yeah, so she comes in and she shows us the room and all the amenities in the room. You guys have to watch the video because it's so much. But like, your butler is at your, you know, they're there for you. You have an app. You can call them on the app if you want them to run you a bath. They had special bath salts. You could pick whatever like fragrance you wanted. Hey. If you wanted like different type of pillows, like for your comfort level. And they had aromatherapy in the pillows. So like if you had trouble sleeping, you could pick a specific pillow for your comfort level, but also what scent you wanted.
Wow. And then they go home and do that to your pillows?
Well, I already use like a mist, like a lavender mist to help me sleep. But basically, like that's what they do. But you could pick the comfort of the pillow. And wow. Then, like I said, the bath salts, you could pick the type of soap you want. And they had, I don't even know how to pronounce it, I'm not going to butcher the name, Bulgari or whatever. Wow. It's like a cologne, but they had the soaps and stuff there.
Nice.
And, yeah, it was just really, really nice. For all-inclusive, I was impressed. And all the food was good. Top shelf drinks, like.
It was it.
I'm sold. I don't want to stay nowhere else when I go to Cabo.
Like, I go to Cabo, I'm only going there. But you know what? That's so true what you said. Like, sometimes with all-inclusives, you get there and they promise luxury. And then it's like.
Womp womp.
Yeah, what is it?
The food is usually not that great. So I wasn't expecting like good food, but the food was everywhere we ate was delicious. It was only like a couple things I didn't like off of the room service menu, but everything else, delicious. They had churros every day at 4 o'clock. Fresh churros. A fresh churro cart rolled out to the pool every day.
You're like, listen, I can stay here a few more days.
Honey, you have no idea. Like, you guys, let's all take a trip and go together, okay?
It's time to go to Cabo.
Yes, I'm trying to get everybody there because it's a ball, I'm telling you. But anyways, yeah, go watch my vlog, you guys. You're going to be sold just like I was.
Okay, I see that. So I can't wait to see. I haven't seen it either, so.
Yeah, so how was your birthday?
So... Child, this is the last birthday that I don't plan, okay?
Yeah.
First of all, it started off on my day, on my Friday.
Oh, Lord.
I told my mom, she's like, I've been wanting to go to this donut place or whatever. And I was like, you know what? I'll spend my day with, you know, everybody had to work, everybody's in school. So I was like, you know what? I'll hang out with my mom on my birthday. That's fine. Like, we'll go get the donuts that she wants and we'll just sit and have lunch and kiki, whatever, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Girl, it turned into my mom having a shopping spree.
Turned into your mom's day.
Yeah, it turned into a pre-Mother's Day, okay?
Oh, my goodness.
We went and got the donuts, and I kind of was looking forward to the donuts, too. It's a special donut spot. There's nothing really special about them, but it's really good.
Uh-huh. What's it called? I like donuts.
I don't know the name of it. I just know where it's at.
Okay.
I can send you the, if I look it up, I can send you the link to where it's at.
I shouldn't be eating donuts anyway, but I like them.
But it's in Orange County.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So then she's like, oh, I just have something to return at the block of Orange.
Oh, Lord. That's a setup.
And I was like, no.
I know you. You're like, yeah. I know you.
I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to play it cool. I'm playing cool. Oh, my. It ended up being a shopping spree for my mama while I chased my 2-year-old everywhere.
Oh, my goodness.
I was like, it's all right. It's all right. I finally get her home. I pick up my son. We do like a family. We have a tradition of a specific ice cream cake thing that we do. So,
oh, yeah. I remember you telling me that.
Yeah, so the kids were excited to get me my ice cream cake. So I did like kind of like the family thing on Friday.
Right.
And then Saturday, my husband and I went out to, we went out to dinner, which was really nice. Because to know me is to know that like to get the babysitter, to get like everything, it's a lot, right?
Right, right.
So my mom was willing to watch the kids and we were able to just have like an actual nice date night, which was nice.
Right.
And then the next day I get up and I have brunch with my sisters and my mom. And then on my special day, like, Nicole, is this the fourth time you've celebrated your birthday? And I was like, it might be, but does that matter? And then I thought about it like, Kendra celebrated her birthday 4 or 5 times. Right. I don't see no problem. They're like, this, I'm at my brunch and everybody's just like, Nicole, you celebrated with mom, then you celebrated with your family, then you celebrated with your husband, now you're celebrating with us. And I'm like, and?
Right. Don't we all?
So next year, I'm going to be in Cabo like Kendra.
Okay, period.
And we're going to be there for 2 weeks. Celebrating my birthday and her birthday.
Let's do it. Okay. I am always down, honey. I don't know. I just love to travel for my birthday. I'm like, not a big, I don't want a big party or nothing like that. Like, we could do dinner or whatever, but I'd rather spend that money on a bomb vacation.
I feel you. See, I'm that way too, but the whole babysitter set up right now.
Yeah, that's the thing. Shout out to my parents because they really come in the clutch with the babysitter situation. Yeah. And I just recruited another one of my friends. She is an amazing babysitter to kind of like give my parents a break. Because between my husband's calendar and then stuff that I want to do, like we always travel a lot. So
yeah,
definitely need a babysitter.
Definitely need a babysitter. I recruited somebody too this past week.
Mm-hmm.
More of a daytime babysitter.
Okay, so, that's good though. You can do day dates.
One step closer. One step right. closer. And then, wait, we also had Mother's Day. How was your Mother's Day?
So Mother's Day was good. So Mother's Day is always a little bit tricky around here because my husband's birthday falls on Mother's Day pretty often. Also, like, you know, when you have your mom and then your grandparents or whatever, like normally Mother's Day is about like whatever they want to do.
Right.
And so when Mother's Day falls on my husband's birthday, normally I try to celebrate him the week before or the day before or whatever. But this year, the week before his birthday was my brother's wedding. So we had to like squeeze birthday and Mother's Day in the same weekend.
Ooh.
So it's always a little tricky with that, but I was fine with it because it's like he celebrates me all the time. He gave me great gifts. So we basically exchanged gifts. So we basically exchanged gifts. We went to brunch the day before with some of his friends to celebrate his birthday. And then on Sunday, we went to church. And then after church, we went to my parents' house and my dad cooked everybody dinner. So that was nice. And then that evening, we went to a concert with Escape, Tyrese, and Monica were like the headliners. Uh-huh. And then it also had the group Next.
How Donald, was that?
Donald Jones and As Yet. So the concert was good. Now let me tell you something. We was on CP time, honey. Like the concert was supposed to start at 6 and the doors were supposed to open up at 5. When we got there, the doors were closed and we got there in line about like 6:30. Cause we was like, we'll be a little late. John B was supposed to be there. And I was like, I don't want to see John B. I don't care nothing about As Yet or whoever the, you know, the openers were. So we didn't care about being late. When we got there and the doors was closed, I'm like, what is happening? So I went and asked the security guard, like, what's going on? And he's like, they're still wrapping up sound check. I'm like, bruh, it's 7 o'clock.
What?
Yeah, so they was running way behind. But once we got in, it was cool. There was like cool people around us. The DJ was good. Everybody was dancing, having a good time. So it made it longer than it was supposed to be, but it was still a good time because the energy in the room was great. Everybody was like, everybody wanted to have a good time. So it was a good time, you know?
I saw a lot of people there. Like my timeline, I was like, oh, so-and-so's there, so-and-so's there, so-and-so. I was like, oh my goodness, I didn't even know about this show. And everybody is at this show.
Yeah, it was packed. I think we learned about it on Facebook or I have Ticketmaster too. And so if you like certain groups, it'll tell you when they are performing. So I think I had Tank on there because originally Tank was supposed to be on the show as well, but they swapped him out for Tyrese.
Oh.
So originally, that's why I wanted to go. I wanted to see Tank and Monica.
Tyrese got to pay that child support.
I was like, so I didn't even get to see Tyrese though because they were running so behind that we had to go home and pick up the kids because the kids had to go to school the next day. So they were at my parents' house knocked out and I was just like, I don't want to make them like stay up any longer because I looked at my watch and it was already 11 o'clock and Tyrese had went up.
So what about Escape? Did you see Escape?
Yeah, we saw Escape. I thought Escape was closing, but luckily Tyrese was closing, so we still got to see Escape, which they were really, really good. Like, they sound amazing. They look great. Everybody sound good. Like, they put on a really good show. Next, they put on a really good show. They still good.
Everybody was posting Next. That's the one I saw where everybody posts Next.
They did so good. Their harmonies were tight. Like they were like moving and grooving. Like they put on a really good show. Like I was like, oh wow, I was impressed.
Wow.
Donnell Jones, he need to hang it up. He need to hang it up.
No.
When I tell you, the ladies behind me, we were cracking up. Like he needs to be done. Like he was squeaking, cracking. His voice is just not there anymore. The other group, As Yet, I was calling them After Five. They were a mess. Monica did great, but Monica was in and out. She did like 3-4 songs and she was gone.
She was like, I gave you the hits and I'm out.
Yeah, I think she was just like, you know, y'all had me here all night. This concert is supposed to start at 6 o'clock. So she probably was supposed to go up at like 7:30, 8 o'clock. Uh-huh. And she didn't end up going to like 9:30. So I feel it. It's Mother's Day. Like, listen, y'all gonna get what y'all gonna get and I'm gone. That's what it was giving. Monica was giving, y'all gonna get what you get and I'm going home.
What, the same thing happened to Lil Wayne over the weekend. He was like, y'all got what y'all got and I gotta go.
But Lil Wayne was trifling because he was the only act.
Oh,
like, I don't think he, from my understanding, he did not have headliners. Oh, and he didn't show up till 10:30. He had them people waiting. They said they waited for 3 hours for him to come. So my interpretation of that is there was no other people. They were just standing there with the DJ playing music probably.
Yeah.
And my friend was there. I didn't ask him the details, but my friend was there and he was pissed because they paid $600 for those tickets and he got up there for 30 minutes. And they said he got upset because he said the crowd wasn't hype enough when his artist came out. So he had like a new artist and he had Lil Twist. And he said, I guess the crowd wasn't acting like they weren't feeling them or whatever. And so he got upset in his feelings, and like put the mic down and walk off the stage.
Oh, did he even perform?
He performed for 30 minutes of his songs.
Oh,
and
wow.
And then he took a break and had these other artists come out. But people were saying, we don't know those artists' songs. So why would we be like, how are we supposed to sing along? And like, and then some people were like, we just didn't like their music. So he got upset because the crowd was not responding the way that he wanted them to respond to his artists.
That's right.
Was like, we Young Money, we work hard, and you know, we're not gonna stand for this. And if y'all not gonna be lit with us, then we out, and walked away.
Listen.
He was trifling. Like,
that's definitely trifling.
He was just flat out trifling. At least with this show, like, they were late. But everybody still put on a full performance. Like Monica, she did a few songs, but she was not the headliner.
Yeah.
Like, you know, people were there to see her too, but it was other people on the bill. Now him, it was just him.
Wow, that's crazy. I didn't know that. That's crazy.
Yeah. So people were pissed. People that are like, you know, diehard fans, and his tickets were not cheap.
And he's talking about he's the best rapper in the world, but you like gave the crowd 30 minutes.
And then right before he did that, he said, I would be nowhere without you guys, my fans. And then he does that. And so people were like, I can't be a fan of his anymore. The way he just like, it's a slap in the face.
Like the way he just.
Yeah, he's like, they're like, we spent our hard-earned 9-to-5 money on these concert tickets, and you basically just spat on us and walked away.
It leaves a bad taste in your mouth.
Yeah, that would make me not want to come to another show either, because I'm like, depending on your temperament, you're not going to do the show. And I don't think Ticketmaster or whoever is going to refund those people.
No, I don't think so either. But he should refund everybody.
He should.
He should refund everybody.
He hasn't. From what I've seen, he hasn't said anything.
Because he can refund everybody and then get paid through the insurance, I think. But he should refund everybody.
Insurance broker. But yeah, he definitely should refund people, because I feel like he was just in his feelings, and that's not fair.
Yeah.
But right. Yeah.
Okay, so. My Mother's Day,
mm-hmm.
and then we have Mama Moments, because I forgot. But so my Mother's Day, like you said, it's a full-on thing, because I have moms, right?
Right.
So Saturday, I end up being at a little kid's birthday party in the sun for 4 hours.
Oh, Mother's Day weekend.
All Mother's Day weekend. And then I went to my mom's house and we had like brunch with my sisters and my kids were there. And my mom made like some of my favorite foods. She just felt like cooking. She was just in a cooking mood.
Yeah.
And so she had made some food that we all love. And so we just kind of all hung out and ate and just relaxed after that. Right. And then home and had a regular night. Mm-hmm. The next day, on actual Mother's Day, I had one thing that I had to have, okay? I love breakfast. Like, I love breakfast food. Like, that's my favorite. I could eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner, okay?
Uh-huh.
And so I told my husband, like, I want this, and that for breakfast, and I need to sleep in, okay?
I know that's right.
I need to sleep in, and I got this and that I need for breakfast. So then I slept in, I got up, I got the breakfast I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And I went back to sleep.
I know that's right. That's all I wanted to do too.
And when I woke up, I ate again.
Eat some more.
And then I went shopping. Okay.
Good for you, man. Man, I was thinking too. I was like, after the day was over, I was like, I need a redo. Like, I need another day, because I wanted to go to church, but then I didn't.
Yeah.
Like,
tired.
You know, because my church is so far that I have to get up so early. I was up at 6.
Oh, wow.
On Mother's Day.
But you know what? From the past, I was kind of looking forward to your church's Mother's Day because usually your church does something really special for Mother's Day. So in my head, I was kind of like, oh, today would be a good day to go to church because it's usually something really beautiful.
Right. And they actually this year, they did like a Mother's Day brunch on Saturday at the church, but I couldn't go because, you know, we had Brandon's birthday.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, they had a really nice brunch the day before. It looked really, really nice. But they said they're going to do it next year too. So I'm looking forward to going to that next year. But yeah, I was just like, dang, I'm kind of tired. I really wish I could sleep in. But you know what's funny? Did you see a lot of the videos and the memes where the moms were saying what they really wanted for Mother's Day?
Yes, those were so funny.
And I actually love that they were speaking up about it this year because I feel like there's so much pressure to be with your kids on Mother's Day mm-hmm. or to spend Mother's Day with your family and like all this family stuff. And I was telling my husband, I was just like, I wish in the earlier years I would have took the day to myself because my first 4 years of Mother's Day was terrible because my son was so clingy. It was like he knew the day was supposed to be for me. And he would just cut up. Every time we went to a restaurant, he was just falling out all over the place. He didn't want to eat the food. He didn't want to go to nobody else. He didn't want to go to his dad. He only wanted me.
Yeah.
And it was just like every year, year after year, I just knew he was going to cut up on Mother's Day. And I'm like, why did I put myself through that? Why didn't I just go check into a hotel?
Okay, that's what I really wanted to do was go check into a hotel. But my kids were like, why didn't you want to? They had gifts for Mother's Day too.
Right.
And, you know, I could actually use that for one of my mama moments. So they had gifts. They were like, you can't go stay in a hotel because we have gifts for you on Mother's Day.
The guilt.
Oh my gosh.
Like, next year, I'm doing it. You can come along if you want. I'm going. But you know what I was thinking about doing too? Is just go Saturday.
And come back Sunday.
And you check out Sunday.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Last year, that's what me and my mom did. We went to Burke Williams on Saturday.
Yeah.
And we stayed all day. But see, I was with my mom. But if I was by myself, I would have got a hotel. Okay. That's my zhuzh. I go to Burke Williams. I check into the hotel and I will see y'all the next day. I should do 2 days, but
check it on Friday.
Okay, put it on the calendar now.
Yeah, seriously, I'm sorry, letting everybody know right now.
That's where I will be. A friend of mine, her and two of her girlfriends, their husbands all got together and sent them away.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and I was like, that is so nice. But that consensus is that's all moms want for Mother's Day is a day to themselves, whether that's you take all the kids and leave the house and leave me in the house or I go somewhere. But just to have a day to yourself to decompress, to do whatever you want to do and not have anybody calling you mommy for the day.
Mm-hmm.
What did they say? They were like, I don't want nobody... I don't want to talk to nobody that's trying to get in or that came in or out of my vagina.
Not on Mother's Day. Okay.
And that's okay. It should be a day of rest for the mom. So let's normalize that. Leave it in the comments. If you're on YouTube, leave us a comment letting us know if that's your dream Mother's Day or what your dream Mother's Day would be.
Yes. Okay. Now, some mama moments. Y'all, I have my 2-year-old with me all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's with me all the time. And it's just me and her, you know, I'm working. She's, you know, watching something. I try to keep it educational or I have her drawing or whatnot, right?
Right.
She has caught on to a bad habit of mine. For the past 2-3 weeks, every time she drops something, she goes, shit. And my husband was like, I was trying to ignore it. And my husband was like, did she just, like 2-3 weeks ago, he was like, did she just say shit? And I was like, no, she's saying she's got to sit. She want to sit. She's trying to sit the toy down. She just got to sit. It was and then she dropped it again. I was like, shit. I was like,
she said it more clear.
I was like, oh my goodness. So over the past 2-3 weeks, she started to say it less and less. Mm-hmm. But now come today, my son has caught on. And he was like, Mom, Araya keeps saying, and he goes, sit. And I go, don't say that again, because I know you know what she's saying.
To really say, yeah.
And he was like, and I was like, yeah, you go sit in your corner before you get in trouble. Don't repeat that again. That's inappropriate, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
The good thing is she's saying it less and less. Uh-huh. Because nobody has brought attention to it. We just let her say it.
Yeah.
And it's getting fewer and fewer and fewer. So each week it's getting a little less and less, because 3 weeks ago.
Every other word.
It was just like, every time she dropped a toy, it was just like, oh my goodness. So now I'm like, okay, Nicole, you cannot say that at all. Like, you cannot say it at all.
These kids will keep you accountable, won't they?
Yeah, very accountable. And it's not even like I'm a big cusser. But
right.
It's not even like I'm a big cusser, but she caught on.
Yeah. Sponges. Especially at her age, like, they are sponges, for sure. Yeah.
For sure, yeah. Okay, what about you?
Okay, so I mentioned to you guys that my brother got married. And
on my wedding anniversary.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we have the same wedding anniversary.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so he recently got married, and my son, my older son, was the ring bearer. So leading up to the wedding, you know, we practiced and everything, because my son, he can be a little, like, shy. He's not really shy, but, like, if there's a lot, he doesn't like a lot of attention. Like, if it's more than 5 people looking at him, he can't handle it.
Right.
So I had to kind of, like, prep him and, like, let him know what to do. Before the ceremony, we went out there and practiced. I told him it's a short distance. All you have to do is look straight ahead. Just look at your uncle, smile, and walk towards him. So he's practicing. He's all confident, whatever. So showtime. He started getting nervous. He was like, Mom, all those people are out there. They're going to be looking at me. Are they going to laugh at me? He's always worried about somebody laughing at him. I'm like, is anybody going to laugh at you? I said, they're just going to say, oh, he's so cute. He's like, I don't like that. He does not like being called cute. Right. He prefers to be called cool. So I said, if anything, they'll probably say, oh, he's so cute. Or they're going to say, oh, and he was like, I don't want them to say that. I don't want them looking at me. And so I was like, listen, we're here. You got the suit on. The people are out there. Your uncle is counting on you. Okay. You need to pull it together. And then he's like, Mom, I don't know if I could do this. Like, he was really trembling. And so I feel bad as a parent, because I'm like, I shouldn't force him into this. He's anxious right now. And so I said, well, here, take my phone. Let's watch a show so you can take your mind off of it. And he's like, it's not working. But he is dramatic, just like me. So anyway, so it's showtime. The wedding coordinator is like telling him, you know, you have to come when it's your turn. You come to the curtain. I'm going to tell you when to go. And when you go, just walk straight ahead and smile. But the sun was so bright in his eyes. Hmm. He's like, Mom, I can't do this. I said, what do you want? I'll give you whatever you want. And I'm like, do you want a donut? He loves donuts. And he's like, yeah, but I don't know if I can do this. I said, I will give you a whole box of donuts. Have a whole box of donuts if you do this. He said, a whole box? I said, yeah, I will buy you a whole box. And there was a Dunkin' Donuts right by our hotel. I said, we will get you a whole box. And so he was like, okay, I could do this. So of course I couldn't see him because I'm behind the curtain. So once he walked out, they said he was looking like this because the sun was in his face. But as soon as he could see the aisle, mm-hmm. He turned that smile on and he didn't move it. They said he looked like this the whole time. So he had the pillow. He was like, and then he walked. They said he did good though. He walked straight down the aisle. As soon as he came over and sat next to me, he said, let's go get my donuts. I'm like, oh, okay, chill out. We gotta wait till the wedding is over. Like, you know, we'll get your donuts. Yeah, I'm like, we'll get your donuts in the morning. I promise. In the morning, you said I got. During the wedding, he's saying all of this during the wedding. We're sitting on the front row. And he's like, in the morning, you said you was going to get my donuts. I said, you better chill out. You're going to get nothing. He was like, you promised. I was like, Kendon, please.
No, this is not the time. This is the
place. Okay. Please. So, but yeah, he did good. I saw the pictures and he literally was smiling ear to ear. So he did really good. So of course we got a whole box of donuts. I posted it on, it was a half dozen. Yeah. I posted on Instagram a picture of him in the suit and him holding the box of donuts the next morning with a big old smile on his face. So,
so cute.
Yes, that probably be his first and last wedding that he's in because it was very stressful for him, but I was proud of him. He did a good job.
Good job, Kendon. Got the job done.
Got the job done. Bruh. So, okay. Yeah. So, like we said earlier, it has been 2 years.
Yeah.
2 years of Somebody's Mama podcast. We have made it 2 years. To think, cheers. Quick, 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 quick. To think, just an idea, Nicole hitting me up, like, I was thinking about it today, too, like, we've been friends since high school. If you guys are new here, we have been friends since high school.
Yeah.
And, I wouldn't say we went our separate ways, but, like, we lived our life, you know, we still kept in contact, but we wasn't, like, attached at the hip like we was in high school. Like, we lived our lives. But
we had friends that didn't get along. Huh? We had friend groups that didn't get along. The thing is, Kendra was in the IE. I was in Orange County.
Right.
Our friend groups didn't get along. And like, what you
guys who to get along?
Huh?
This tea to me, who to get along?
Our friend groups.
Girl, we got to talk about this offline. I don't remember that part. Wait,
no, don't you remember my roommate?
Who she didn't get along with?
Oh my God, Kendra, you don't remember.
I'm old, okay. But yeah, whatever she said, child. Oh yeah, because I did. I used to go hang out with her at her school. So we hang out separately.
Yeah.
But yeah, she got along with my friends, but some of my friends didn't get along with her friends. Yes,
that right. Yeah.
But we always somehow like came back together, or like I randomly ran into her at a bar.
Yeah, like, that was crazy.
Yeah. And so like things just always aligned for us to like come back in contact, like, or link up or whatever. Then we have our reunion, our husbands link up, and they become besties.
And then our husbands had the nerve. They had the nerve to talk to each other more than us. Yeah, I was like, he was like, yeah, just talk. I would be like, what?
Yeah, and it was like our conscience would be like, well, dang, I didn't even talk to my friend. Y'all did that to us.
I remember feeling so bad, like, oh my gosh,
like we are terrible.
But yes, our husband still stayed in contact, and so we just kept falling back in contact.
Yeah. Yeah, and so it was just destined to be. So we are so grateful for 2 years in the game, in the pod game. Okay, shout out to us. And we appreciate you guys so much for being here, for listening, for supporting us. And to our new listeners, buckle up because we're just getting started, okay?
Just getting started.
Just getting started. We've had visuals now for a few months, but it's about to get even better. But before I'm jumping again, okay? So over the past year, what has been like either a favorite moment that you've had, a favorite episode, something that helped you, or what? How you feel?
Okay. So my favorite moment from this podcast is when we were interviewing ABC Conversations.
Uh-huh. I need to go first.
And Kendra brought up that she liked to shower in the dark. And that same week, the Joe Budden podcast talked about how they like to shower in the dark.
Uh-huh.
And so when I made the clips and I smashed them together of both of us talking about Showering in the Dark and Flip from the Joe Budden Network, he shared it on his stories and our comments and views went crazy. And it was just so fun to see in our comments, like all the different people that said they showered in the dark. There were so many people that shared the clip and it for like 24 hours, it was just lit. It was so fun.
It sparked a great conversation and was free marketing for us.
It was just fun.
That episode went all the way up. So yeah, that was a cool moment.
You know, I've been meaning to clip that episode at the top of our Instagram.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but we have some cute stuff up there. So I'm like, oh, I don't want to move that around. But
oh yeah. It's in our highlights though.
Huh?
It's in our highlights.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Oh, yeah. It is in our highlights. Yeah, you're right. In our highlights, we need to also put up there when that other time that it started to, I guess we can use the word viral, right? Uh-huh. When Kendon went to kindergarten and you were in your sunglasses.
Yeah, that was a fun moment too, because that went crazy.
For weeks. Like
a 2-second video. Went crazy.
For
crazy conversation too. Like we had trolls and everything. I was like, we made it.
Yeah. When you make content and you get trolls, it's like the best feeling. You're like, oh my gosh, somebody took the time.
Yeah. It's the best feeling in the world. It's like, yes.
I know there's a video that I talked about like breastfeeding in public. Uh-huh. And this troll went off in the comments, just off, like, don't feed your child in pub, like just went off. And I was like, oh my gosh, let me read it again.
Because it boosts your engagement so much. So I'm like, control on, okay? Get the conversation going in the comments back and forth with other people. Let's get it popping, okay?
That's what people want. That's the best. What about you? What's like one of your favorite moments?
So, you know, I'm always a little bit sentimental, but one of my favorite episodes was episode 74. I had to go back and look for it. It was episode 74 when we talked about overstimulation and motherhood because that one really spoke to me. But the episode actually really helped me because I had some outside conversations about it afterwards with other people. Like I listened to the episode and I was just so happy to hear that, like, it's not just me. And I think those moments for me are always so special because that lets me know, like, we're living in our purpose. Yeah. And just to have people, like, stop us or, you know, say how episode spoke to them or how it helped them or... you know, they didn't know that this was something that was common. Because a lot of times as moms, we feel like certain things we go through is just us.
Right.
And so that episode, like, sparked conversation. But also in me was like, okay, girl, this is normal. We just have to, like, you know, find ways to cope or to get around it. But because I think sometimes, like, words like being overstimulated in motherhood is kind of like shameful. Like, how could you be overstimulated by your kids? Like, you know, whatever. But when we get information about these topics, it helps us to be better mothers because we know how to interpret what's happening to us and we know how to better handle the situations when we know what's happening with us.
Yeah, that's okay.
So that's something that I really enjoy about doing these episodes and talking about these different topics because it's like, we learning too.
Yeah. I feel like within the last year, we've done some really informative episodes and I'm like, okay, we got to keep that up because I feel like when we deep dive into the episodes that are really informative, people really enjoy that.
Yeah, for sure. Because it like it sparks the conversation, but also mentally, like it's helpful to like, kind of like dig into those different avenues of like what is going on with us.
Yeah.
And it just opens it up to the community of mothers to be like, okay, I'm not alone, number one. And then number two, I can also like help other people around me too. Like, girl, go listen to this. Like, you ain't crazy. Like,
yeah. They're talking about it on there too.
Yeah, so it's really good for our mental health. I feel like just to be informed, like you said, about these different topics and ways to just make ourselves better. We talk a lot about self-care. We talk a lot about, you know, just being having healthy boundaries. I feel like we talked about boundaries like 3-4 times because...
Yes. Listen, that's the only way to have boundaries is to continually talk about it because your boundaries are always changing.
Yeah.
Because wherever your mental state is at, you got to rebalance everything. So
it's always ways to create new boundaries, like not only just motherhood, but in friendship. And I think that's something that I enjoy about our podcast, too, is that it's called Somebody's Mama, but we don't just talk about motherhood. Like we talk about life, we talk about relationships, we talk about love, we talk about everything, I feel like, whatever comes up in life, like we talk about our favorite shows, honey.
It's very relatable. It's giving relatable.
Yes. And so it makes it fun. Like, you know, like it's hard work to keep up with this the way that we do because we're not slackers when it comes to like putting out content. So we come at this every week. We take a break here and there for maybe a week, but we're here weekly.
Yeah.
And it's a big commitment, but once we get there, once we turn the camera on, it's fun.
Yeah. Once you get there, you're like, all right.
It's rough getting there sometimes though, because we have kids and families, and both of our husbands like travel for work often. And so we're wrangling our kids and trying to get on camera and look presentable and like be alive when we're filming at 10 o'clock at night. Like it's literally 10 o'clock right now.
right now.
So it's a huge commitment, but it's fulfilling, it's purposeful, and I enjoy it. So cheers to us again.
Cheers to us. And something that kind of helps us keep going is we recently got a really nice review. Did you see that?
Yeah, it was so good.
That like made my heart just like, oh, okay. Because sometimes even though you can see the views, even though we can see, like the downloads and stuff.
Yeah.
When you have someone take the time to write something so nice, it just makes the moment.
It does. And it helps push us forward. So you guys, if you're listening right now, please leave us a review because this is what's going to help us to keep motivating us to push forward. So if you guys are listening, make sure you leave us a rating and review. You can leave ratings on Spotify, but on Apple Podcasts, you can leave reviews. And then if you're watching on YouTube, if you're not watching on YouTube, you should be.
Because we
editing this footage and putting it on YouTube for y'all, so make sure you go ahead
and check it out. Okay,
yeah, just check it out or subscribe. Like, you know, even if you're not you don't like watching stuff on YouTube, just go ahead and subscribe. If you have a Google email, you can subscribe on YouTube. But yeah, Nicole, what's something that you're looking forward to within this next year of the pod?
Oh my goodness. Okay. So when we originally planned the pod out, we were purposeful in how we planned it and how we wanted to grow the pod, you know, like the audio only for a year, that was very intentional. The adding the visuals, like a year and a half into it, that was very intentional. Like everything we've done with this pod has been like very intentional. Racking up the amount of episodes that we have before doing video, like everything behind the scenes, like we've literally taken our time to comfortably grow within the space so that we could be our most authentic selves when we get on here.
Yeah.
And be able to create and be consistent, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this next part for in the upcoming months, you know, like for this year, for year two, there's just some things that I'm really looking forward to that I can't quite obviously say all the way. But as you guys know, we've been adding interviews. And so for me, some of the people that we're going to start, of course, our interviews that we've already have been amazing.
Yes.
Loved all of them, right? And I feel really excited to continue into that space of interviewing more and more people. And, you know, the more we grow, the more interesting and the more diverse things happen in the interview space. So I'm really excited for that part. What about you?
Same. I was going to say the same thing. Like, I'm so excited to collaborate with more powerful women who have stories and things to share and that are going to be beneficial to us, to our listeners. Yeah, I'm really excited. Like, we have some more in our arsenal that we've already done.
Exactly. But
we are just excited to just share more and just like connecting women around the world.
Yeah.
And just to hear our stories and our share our platforms with one another, because I just feel like it's so beneficial. Like Nicole said, the past interviews that we just did with a realtor, like gaining information about first time home buying, like there might have been somebody listening that didn't have that information before. Right. So just having a platform to where women can come and share their stories that are going to benefit other women that are listening is what I'm excited for. Like, it's the collabs for me. I'm just excited to, because we always learn so much about ourselves in these conversations and about these women. And it's always so inspiring. And like every time we do, we take something great away from it. So yeah. I'm living for it right now.
Same here. And I don't know if we could talk about it, but, you know, we're working on a little set, you know, a little.
Yeah, that too. I was going to say that too. We working on our set, y'all, because we want to do our best in every avenue. And like Nicole said, everything is strategic. Everything is planned. And that's one of our next moves is to build out our set for our studio space. Yeah. So that we can have greater visuals for you guys. We appreciate the people that are watching so far. And it makes it great because on Spotify, you can watch us too. So you don't have to go over to YouTube. You can watch this also on Spotify.
Yeah.
So we're excited to build out our sets and just have more collabs and more exciting things in the future. But we appreciate you guys so much for rocking with us for the past 2 years. And make sure you guys tell your friends. We have so much content. This is episode, what episode is this? 83, 82?
It's up there.
I think it's like, this is episode like 82 or something. But we have so much content. So if this is your first time listening, make sure you go back and binge everything so you guys can catch up and get to know us and hear the amazing content that we're talking about. And yeah, we look forward to the future. We have another great episode coming up next week. You guys do not want to miss it. This is Mental Health Awareness Month. And we sit down with one of my favorite therapists, Karen the Therapist. And so it's going to be an amazing conversation with her next week. So make sure you guys come back, listen, watch, and be ready for that one.
For sure.
So we thank you so much for listening/watching. You can find us on YouTube or wherever you listen to podcasts at Somebody's Mama Podcast, Somebody's Mama Pod on Instagram. And we'll holler at y'all next week. Bye.